Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You know, a lot of people think that sin is God's sick and twisted way of seeing if we really love Him. You know, that God has sin in the world. Well, if you really love me, you won't sin. I know Christians that live by that. And they live with all these rules and guidelines. And you know what happens to people that live that way? Pretty soon they're in a denomination where they can't wear no makeup and they got their hair pulled so back tight on their head they don't need no Botox no more. They got a knapsack on. Come on. They walk behind their husband 3 feet behind him. I'm not kidding. I met some of these people, man. And the wife had to call her husband Mr. by his last name. He asked me one time what time it was. I said, "Well, you ain't wearing a watch." He said, "No, we don't wear watches." I said, "Well, that's not jewelry." He said, "Well, I let my elders and the men have watches one time in my church. One of my elders showed up with a watch with a diamond on it. That was it. I cut it out." I wish you'd get saved, buddy. I said, "Okay." Listen, God's wrath was not meant to be punitive. It was meant to be curative. God's wrath was a cure, amen? His wrath is poured out to eat up the disease so the sin cannot destroy your life, so that the disease cannot destroy your life. Wrath was not intended to destroy you. It was not intended to eat you, amen? It's not a penalty to man. It's a cure for the disease. That's what wrath is. It's a cure for the disease. So what did Jesus do? He took the wrath of God and he took the penalty of sin on himself. So that God's wrath would not be directed at the sin that's in you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy of God has never been mankind. The enemy of God is sin. Somebody say it's sin. Listen, if God's running towards you, it's not because he's mad at you. He's running towards you to scoop you up and save you from some kind of a tragedy in your life. He's running towards you to take care of you. I've shared this story with you before, but when I was a little kid, we lived in a neighborhood where they were building new houses, and next door, my dad told me 10 times, "Don't go over there in that house, you'll step on a nail." He's got a very strong prophetic calling on his life. Don't go over in that house. You'll step on a nail. Son, stay out of there. They're building that house. Now, they had the concrete block walls were all up, but they had they got the trusses up, and they had started sheeting some of the roof, and it was roofing nails. You know, the old kind, they were all made together, like little square heads, real big square heads with a little nail sticking out for the tar paper. All over the concrete. And I never wore shoes, man, unless we went to school. We just grew up that way, running around barefooted everywhere, playing football barefooted, running down the roads barefooted. We were barefoot everywhere we went. That's just the way it was. And I went over there as soon as I could. I don't know why I was like that. Don't go over there, you'll step on a nail. It's the first thing I wanted to do. So as soon as they were all in the house doing something, I went out the front door and I stood in the front yard and I looked at that house. I ain't gonna step on no nail. What's he talking about, step on a nail? I went over there and I started walking around. That's nice. Wow, that's kind of cool how they put them trusses up there. What's that on my foot? Stuck on my foot. I noticed there was this square thing stuck on the bottom of my foot, and then about that time I felt something. My mouth dropped open and the screaming started and the crying started coming. I come out of the house, man, like they had chopped my leg off. Dad, the front door opened on the house. Dad come running out. And here I come across the yard and he came running towards me. And you know, the first thought I had was not he's going to come beat me silly for stepping on a nail. I mean, the first thought I had was here comes my dad. Thank God. He's going to save me. Come on, that's the way our Father God is. His running out the front door and throwing the door back and charging me was not his wrath coming at me. It was coming at the situation that was trying to hurt me. Come on, y'all see that this morning, don't you? And it was a great day in my life when I discovered that God's not mad at me. I'm telling you, you talk about some revelation, amen? And it was a great day when I discovered he wasn't mad at me and he's not mad. He's just passionate for me. He's passionate that my life be right, that my life hit the mark, that my life live on the bullseye. Amen? You say, well, what about in the Old Testament when it seemed like God got angry and the earth opened up and swallowed up all the people and killed them? Well, that's true. God's wrath did kill a lot of people before Jesus came and died on the cross. Amen? It killed a lot of people and it hurt a lot of people. And God's anger burned against the workers of iniquity sometimes. The Bible says that. I'm not arguing that scripture. I know that happened in the Old Testament. I've heard all the Old Testament scriptures. I've heard the stories. I've read the stories. But people take that and they say, well, that's the reason why God judges people today. No, we're living in a dispensation of grace today. God's wrath isn't judging people. That's why Jesus came on the cross. Amen? How many know humanity is very weak? Come on, amen? And because the cure was so much stronger than the weakness of humanity, a lot of times when God's wrath come against the sin of man, it would oftentimes kill man in the process. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody. Amen. Doesn't the New Testament teach us that it's better to enter the kingdom of God maimed or crippled than it is to live here and spend eternity in hell? Come on. If the wrath of God was never intended to destroy man, but it was intended to destroy sin, why so many people got killed in the Old Testament? It's because man in his weakened condition could not handle the cure. So God sent one man that could hang on a cross and handle the cure. And even though it would kill him, he was going to get back up from it. My God, come on somebody. That's a reason to shout this morning.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Ooh, so when wrath came at man that had sin, the wrath came and it judged sin. Because man was in sinful condition, the wrath would oftentimes kill man. The intent of wrath is to destroy sin. And man in sinful condition just didn't survive the intent of the wrath. They'd oftentimes get burned up in it. But it was never the intent of God to destroy man with wrath. Amen? But in pre-Christ civilization, wrath did end up killing people because of man's sinful condition. That's why Jesus had to come. Amen? All right, Romans 8, verse 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh." In other words, the law of Moses, the code of conduct. "God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on the account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh." In other words, Jesus judged it. He judged it. Amen. Jesus judged the disease. Verse 4 says that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Somebody say, their minds. This is key, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss what I'm about to tell you. Say their minds. On the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peaces. So how do I get free from the penalty of sin? That's the question. Can I tell you the answer? It's in your mind. Come on, so I say it's in my mind. It's what I reckon to be so. That word reckon in the New Testament is the word lugismio way. It means to logically conclude. It's an accounting term. It's to have a reckoning. So if I reckon that my deeds, that I'm going to live according to the flesh or according to the law, and I'm going to be good enough and have a performance-based relationship with God, if I reckon that's how I'm going to come to God, then guess what? The law of sin and death still takes effect in my life, and I still die. I still don't make it to God. Because I can never live up to the expectation of what God has on my life. Why? Because sin is in my nature. So I cannot reckon that. But if I reckon, if I reconcile, if I logically conclude that in Christ, He took the penalty and the wrath of God was poured on Jesus, then the penalty was death and Jesus died so I don't have to die. He took my place. Then guess what? If my mind is after the Spirit of life, then I have life and peace. It's what I reckon. I have to reckon it. I have to make my mind up that the Word of God is true. And that the life of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has literally and completely and totally set me free from the law of sin and death. Amen? So now I have peace based on not what I do. I have peace based not on where I have gone or what I can say or what I, or any of those things. I have peace based on what God has done. Because I reckon it to be true. Oh, Jesus. But if I reckon it's going to be my performance, then I got to keep adding stuff to it. I got to work on it. I got to push through. I got to try harder. I got to pray harder. I got to read more. I gotta. This perspective of reckoning it to be true to God means that you move from an arena of thinking from I got to I get to. And when you are in the position in your mind to say, I get to read my Bible for an hour today. I get to pray for a day. I get to go to church on Wednesday night. I get to go to church on Sunday. I get to be in the presence of saints on the weekend and in the middle of the week. I get to hear the teaching and the preaching of the gospel. I get to call people and have them pray with me. I get to spend time with God, the creator of the universe. I get to hang out with Jesus. I get to have the Holy Ghost on the inside of me with power and authority. I get to raise people from the dead. I get to heal the sick. When you move over from got to get to, it's a whole new world, baby. Well, I got to go down there on Wednesday night or the pastor's going to be disappointed. No, you get to. My God. Oh, Jesus. Number three. The law of life in Christ Jesus set me free from the power of sin or the power of disease. The purpose, the penalty, and the power. Everybody say the power. Because now we're not just talking about the price that's got to be paid for sin because I disobey. Now we're talking about the ability to be free from sin's grip. So sin has no hold on me. So I've learned how to live a life of no reputation. I've reckoned in my mind that His word is true. Now how do I keep this thing from getting a hold of me? How do I fight this battle? See, shame can constrain you for a season, but it does not break the power of sin in your life. In other words, just like everybody in this room has done something wrong or they've done something destructive. We don't have to raise our hands. We know everybody in this room has done something wrong or done something destructive. Amen? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but we've all been guilty. Amen. If you're sitting there going, well, I've never done nothing wrong, then you're the biggest liar in here. We've done things that we knew were unhealthy or we knew were unproductive. We've done things that we knew were going to hurt other people, and we've done them anyway. Sometimes we've had vengeance in our heart or resentment, or we've been offended, or we've judged people, and we've tried to pay them back. And we've justified it in going, well, I'm just trying to straighten them out and help them. No, you ain't. You're being vindictive. God didn't call you to straighten anybody out, first of all. I think if the body of Christ would spend more time on just loving each other instead of trying to straighten everybody out, we'd have a lot bigger church. And I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about church in general. I know, man, God's doing something powerful here. Amen? Oh, Jesus. But if, after we did all those things and we have this destructive thing going on in our life and we got this thing that's going on in our life, every time we do something, we all say the same thing. We would say, I ain't ever going to do that again. Oh, why did I do that? I ain't going to do that again. And then we go back into it again. Why? Because the power of that thing is still there. Sin's purpose is gone. The penalty's taken care of. But the grip of it's still there. It still operates in our life. So every time it operates in our life, that Romans 8:1 comes back into play and we're dealing with condemnation. We have to fight the fight again. We have to go through the battle in our mind again. We have to reckon again through the same cycle. See, this was the dilemma. And just say, look, you're not alone. The Apostle Paul dealt with this. It's the same cycle he went through. Oh, wretched man that I am. We're going to be getting into that in about 3 weeks on Wednesday night. Having a good time, man. We're in the middle of chapter 6 right now. Whew. But we do that, don't we? That's what happened in the Old Testament. They would sacrifice bulls and goats and they would try to cover the sin with the blood and their sin would be hidden from God for a season. It just covered over it. It would be hidden over it. They had no ability to break the power of sin on their life. They had no ability to free it from its gripping power. But how many know that Jesus comes along and not only took away the effects of sin or the penalty of sin, or the condemnation of sin, he took away the driving force of sin. He broke the power of it. I know I've used this analogy before, but if Kim wanted to go somewhere and I didn't want her to go nowhere, I'd hide her purse, hide her credit cards, hide her money, empty all the gas out of the car. How many know she ain't going to be able to go nowhere? Isn't that right? For a while. Until she outsmarts me and calls the neighbor and borrows $20 and puts some gas in the car and then she's going on down the road. Isn't that right? Gas is external. But how many know if I really don't want her to go nowhere in that car, I can go get the motor, I can drain all the oil out of the motor, and I can break the motor. It don't matter how much gas she's going to put in, it ain't going to go nowhere. Because one external, one's internal. We've got to come to this revelation. To break the gripping power of sin, it's an inside job. We have to be in-strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the reason why we're not in strength is because we keep trying to break sin's gripping power externally. We keep trying to just cut it off. I'm not going to do this. 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 Oh, I did it. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I did it again. And we live in that dysfunctional cycle.
We keep messing up. We keep doing it. We keep messing up. And we say, well, I'm just not going to think about it. I'm going to abstain from it. I'm going to stay away from it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to think about it. No, no. It's all external. If we're going to break the gripping power of sin, it has to be an inside job. See, a lot of times we focus on the wrong thing. A lot of times we focus on our weakness. And we'll be consumed with where we keep falling and consumed with where we keep messing up. And we'll focus all of our energy on trying not to mess up. That's doing battle externally. But the Lord says, don't fight your battle that way. Don't give no thought of this thing that keeps hanging you up. Instead, turn your focus on me. Put your focus on the Lord. Become offensive, not defensive. Take steps of faith. Dare to live in a place of risk and trusting God. And let me strengthen you internally. See, this process that begins to take place, this is what we refer to in faith circles as the faith walk. It's really just becoming codependent on what Jesus said he would do and who he is, instead of being dependent on us and our own smartness and our own abilities trying to make something happen. We just become totally and completely focused and reliant on the Lord. And as we do that, the grip of sin begins to be released. And we begin to experience new places of joy, new places of victory, places of liberty in areas of our life that we never thought we would be free from. That's how it happens. Because the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the truth of your word this morning. Father, I thank you that we know who we are in you. And Lord, we reckon today that victory is ours. Lord, I pray for every believer, Lord, that has battled. Lord, that has struggled. That's been consumed. Lord, I pray today, God, that they reckon in their mind that your word is true. That your love is real. That you took care of all of it. And that in Christ, when we walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh, but your Spirit, we overcome. I thank you for freedom that reigns in every believer. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom that reigns. Lord, I thank you for bondages being broken right now in this house. Broken. Broken right now over men and women's relationships, over hearts, over ideals, over mindsets. Broken, broken, broken in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. In Christ, in Christ, in Christ, we are free today.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 3-4-9-8-1 and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.